Hello and welcome to Everything Iconic with me, Danny Pellegrino. I have a great show for you today. Candace King, who many of you might know from The Vampire Diaries or The Originals on CW, she's here and she's a Vanderpump Rules super fan. She's going to be breaking down the episode with me, and it was a fantastic episode. So Candace will be out in a second. She also has a wonderful podcast called Directionally Challenged. If you're interested, please go check it out. It is wonderful. So Directionally Challenged. Check it out. And we have a lot to talk about, Vanderpump Rules. There was a lot going on. We got the mid-season trailer, which gave us another Britney soundbite for the ages. You know, she's trying on a wedding dress and she just goes, you know, my body looks amazing in this. Okay.
My body looks awesome in this.
I live for a Britney soundbite in the trailer. I'm engaged. Like, give them to me all. Every single trailer should have a Britney soundbite. I don't care if it's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Après Ski, it's Summer House. I don't care what the show is. Give me a Britney soundbite. Like, just have her saying something. I love it. I love it. I want to encourage everyone, too, to check out my episode with Stassi Schroeder. She was on this week, so if you haven't listened to that, check it out. It's great, if I do say so myself. That sounds weird to say. I'm starting to feel better, you guys. I was sick for, like, about 5 days. I went to the doctor. I was put on antibiotics and prednisone, which is a nightmare drug. I hate it. I've just been on the couch. Today I feel alive again, but I was on the couch for like 5 days straight, just watching. I watched like 10 episodes of Gossip Girl, which I've never seen before. Very into it. I am still not sure whose team I'm on. You know, I'm still trying to figure out my characters, who I like, who I don't like. I do like all the wardrobes. You know, when you're sick, you just want something like comforting. You just want something easy, comforting. Like at one point on, it was like Saturday night, I found myself watching the Flintstones live action movie. I don't know how I got there, but it was obviously the prednisone, but I just started watching it. And then suddenly I was led to Viva Rock Vegas, which is the prequel movie to the Flintstones. Neither one of them are good movies, but did I watch them both? Yes. I mean, I was like, you know, yelling to Matt, I'm like, how do I download Viva Rock Vegas? He's like, what? I was like, the Flintstones prequel. What a nightmare I am. That prednisone, I'm telling you, it makes you crazy. I couldn't sleep. I like wasn't sleeping. I would encourage no one to ever take it. Really made me nuts. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. The point is, we got to bring out Candace to talk about this week's Vanderpump Rules. I want to say before I do, please find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter and Instagram. Facebook, it's facebook.com/PellegrinoDanny. I want to encourage everyone to join the Everything Iconic Patreon. If you want to support this podcast and access the bonus episodes, just head on over to patreon.com/everythingiconic. Click the Become a Patron button. For $4 more per month, you get the bonus episodes and you support the podcast. And I'm promising one bonus episode a month, but trying to do more than that. So without further ado, let's bring out Candace King and let's talk this week's Vanderpump Rules. My body looks awesome in the ass. Awesome or amazing? I don't know. Either one, it works. Either one is the same. I'll tell you what, my body does not look amazing because the prednisone makes me hungry. Normally, when I'm sick, I lose weight. This is the first time where I've actually gained weight. Like, I've had the flu and I've gained weight, which is a problem. But, you know, I blame the prednisone. Anyway, without further ado.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay, guys, I'm here with Candace King. Candace, how are you doing?
I'm so excited. I have 6 pages of notes from watching this episode. I did like a deep dive into Instagram after watching. I'm ready.
Wait, so let's back up here. Who do you follow on Instagram? Do you follow the whole cast? Do you follow just a few of them?
I'm kind of a stalker. So I follow Stassi.
Sure.
I follow Lisa. And then I just kind of like pop into other people's Instagrams. Like I've really been frequenting Lala and Randall a lot lately. So I feel like I just need to make the commitment.
Right. Right. You know, I was on Lala's this past week because she had said on the episode we watched that her and Randall broke up. And I knew that they were still together, but I still like had that, you know, little voice inside my head. I was like, you need to go check in.
I know.
And so I went and checked in, but they're still together.
They're still together. He's surprising her on set with Valentine's Day serenades.
Okay, so let's get into this episode. First of all, we saw the mid-season trailer It premiered like online before this episode.
Okay.
And so I always worry like the mid-season trailer usually means that that week's episode is going to be a little bit boring. Did you know this?
No, but now that you're saying it.
I've put these puzzle pieces together and I swear that usually like they'll put out the mid-season trailer. It'll premiere on like People Magazine or whatever.com. And then that episode will be a little bit boring, but I didn't find this week's episode boring.
No, I cried. Right. It was emotional. It was also tense. There was all the drama.
A lot of drama. Now, last week we learned that Carter doesn't pay rent. So that was like the big reveal at the end of last week going into this week's episode. And what do you make of Carter? Do you like Carter?
Okay. So I have some theories that like all the other, like all the girls have seen a different side of Carter than what we've seen on the show. Mm-hmm. Because they have some really deep feelings about him and they don't really seem good.
Right.
And I don't think they did any, like, it's not like the show helped him look better this week. Mm-hmm. I'll just say that.
Yeah, he looked awful this week.
He looked terrible. Yeah. What was that video? Like, is the whole camera crew there just watching him play video games?
I love that. I know. I love that. It's like, the things that they film at Kristen and Carter's apartment, it's just like nothing's happening there. They just throw a camera crew on them. And it's like, I love it. Like
I know.
That scene where she just was in bed eating pasta or ramen.
With the dogs. That was great. That was, I'm like, okay, she came to work today. But he did not. He's just playing video games. On his Instagram deep dive, he is talking about the show the whole time.
Is he really?
Yes.
Wait, I've never done a Carter deep dive.
Okay, so
oh my God,
he's
on like live or something?
All of his pictures are of Kristen and him, which I get it. They're like a couple, but if he's supposed to be this like photographer's assistant, usually a photographer has like photography.
Photos, right.
And even like his little bio line is a quote from Vanderpump Rules.
What's the quote?
I forget. I didn't write that down.
You know, I'm engaged. Yeah. I'm on the brim of freaking out. It's just like a quote from Britney.
I have some great Britney quotes from this episode.
You know, last week on the podcast, we were talking about the music in between the scenes, you know?
Yes.
And so like now that's all I'm paying attention to. And this week it opened with like this song and I don't know the beat. Like I just wrote down the lyrics, but the lyrics were, haven't got nothing to say to you. There's nothing that I can do. And then it just was like, we're in Solvang. And it's like, what the fuck? What the fuck are we singing here? Like, what are these music? And a lot of people were saying that it was Lala last week, but it wasn't Lala.
No, it's definitely not Lala. And I feel like actually Lala would have done better than that.
Right. Like, boy, you are a boy. We need to talk. That was like, I love it. It's not the fray on this show.
It's not the fray. I know.
But I loved it. And we open in Solvang. Everyone's waking up. And immediately we get a glimpse of Katie wearing that surdress.
I was so confused by the surdress.
It was truly like, it took me aback. Like it took me, I couldn't find my footing. I was like, where are we? Because I thought we're in Solvang. I thought we opened with that song in Solvang. And then
barefoot
it was just like,
in the surdress.
Barefoot in the fucking surdress. It was like, what is going on? And then she just heads on into her room, which she was staying with Kristen. But
I love when they point out that the bed's not been slept in. Yes. Like they give the bed its moment to be like, see, this has not been remade. It was never slept in.
And also more alone time between Kristen and the camera people, because it's just like the camera people were already there and it's just Kristen alone in the room, hungover. I don't even think Kristen was hungover.
Like she just got so drunk that it just went away.
Yeah, like she seemed fine. I mean, the amount that she drank the night or the previous episode or like the night before, I was like, I wouldn't be alive to shoot. Like they would have to just film me under the covers for the rest of the day.
Well, that's why, like, which we can get to later, but I think they just keep drinking.
They must, right? Like they must just keep going. Because they're in their 30s. Like I'm in my, once I hit 30, it was like, I can't do that. Like I can't keep going.
No.
And they can keep going.
I kept writing down when she would pour another glass of wine. It just didn't stop. I said, Kristen's back on the bottle. Back on the bottle.
They need a counter on the screen. Like just a counter that says, you know, number four. Just Kristen's number of drink. But right when Katie walks in that surdress, Kristen just hugged her and she's like, I love you. It was like very dramatic. And I love a dramatic moment between Kristen and anyone, really.
Well, do you think it's because it sounds like there was a lot going on? Like Katie gave all the dirt. She was like, no, I'm going to tell you on camera the shit that you put us through last night.
Wait, and Candace, she said that Kristen was knocking on doors asking for cigarettes.
Knocking on doors asking for cigarettes, trying to escape, like claiming that she's just going to leave the trip. And apparently she's done this all the time.
Where's
like she
this
left
footage?
Europe, remember?
Right. Where's the footage though, Candace? Like why is it? We have camera people in the room the next morning. Like where's the GoPro on Kristen? I need to see the footage of her knocking on doors asking for cigarettes.
You know there's hotel security footage that they yes. could have found.
Could you imagine? The black and white or what's that like? Nighttime, the night screen of just Kristen. Like, I imagine her walking on like a stranger's doors. Like, I don't feel like it was just the cast member's doors. I truly believe, like, deep in my soul, that Kristen was knocking on stranger's doors asking for Marlboros. And I would love to see that footage.
I know. Someone has it.
Someone has it.
And so, another piece of footage that I just don't want to skate by is that Sheena was so upset the night before that no one would braid her hair, that Katie wouldn't braid her hair. And Katie ended up sleeping at Sheena's. And then there was like a quick blow by of like Sheena getting ready. And by the way, Sheena still didn't have her hair braided. And I just feel like at some point, we need a clip of Katie braiding Sheena's hair to show that everyone's okay with each other.
I know. You know, I have been saying for weeks now I'm feeling bad for Sheena. Like I have turned a corner and I just feel bad for the girl because they troll her every single week. No one's braiding her fucking hair. And I just feel bad. It's like when somebody justice for Sheena. I just feel bad for her. You know, I feel like I sound like a smoker a little bit because I've been getting over this like flu thing. And I was telling you, they put me on prednisone, mm-hmm. which has made me insane. Like, I feel like Kristen the past week. Like, I've just been
banging on doors,
looking for a cigarette. Like, the first day, like, prednisone is like the steroid. And I didn't know, like, I went to the doctor, they gave me a shot and then like a 6-day supply. And I didn't know it makes you like extraordinarily hungry. It makes you have mood swings. And like, I've been yelling at my boyfriend, like, for nothing, like, crying at random moments. Like, I'm still. So if I sound a little off or emotional, that's why. It's the prednisone, the devil's drug. I do not care for
it. Kristen Doughty. I always pronounce her name wrong.
The Doughty. I know they just put me on the Doughty meds. But anyway, then we cut to the Mondrian and the guys are still having their guys' night. And okay, we have to talk about this for a second. It's 12:05 in the afternoon.
I wrote that down too.
Like 12:05 in the afternoon.
Thursday, because we go back and then we hear that it was on a Wednesday night. So this is on a Thursday.
This is on a Thursday morning. Jax is almost 40. I mean, I think he's 40 now in real life, maybe, or close to it. But look, I know they're filming a show about messy people, but this is too late to be sleeping at 40. It just is.
It is.
It just is.
No, that was a big thing. I was watching this, like, so jealous that they were just sleeping, hungover and sleeping in the middle of the week.
I can't even imagine. I've been on prednisone and I can't, although it's given me insomnia, but I can't imagine sleeping past noon now.
No.
Like, maybe when I was in college, like, maybe every once in a while, you know, whatever. But at 40, sleeping, and then they said they were out till after 5 a.m., Candace. Like, what the? What?
Where?
Where? What are they doing? Nothing good happens past 2 a.m.
Nothing.
Nothing good. Like, that's, it's incredibly crazy that they're, to me, that they're out till 5 a.m. Like, what were they doing? We saw them in the hotel room until, you know, like last week, they showed it until maybe like 1 or 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
But so then did they go out after that? Because they said they were out till 5 a.m. So they must have either gone somewhere or just like stayed up partying. But that's late.
That's so late.
It's too late.
I do like that Peter's hookup got an extra screenshot though. Like,
that poor
she
girl.
Got a second moment. She can now put on her page that she's got 2 episodes of Vanderpump Rules.
Right. She's on her IMDb. Under her belt,
yes.
Everyone has a story and she has a story. I was happy that they did give her that little credit because I feel like she, you know, she earned it.
She did.
But I'm just shocked that, look, I don't mean to judge because we like to watch these people be messy, but I just thought like 12:05 p.m., like Jax is 40. And even if he wasn't, I'm not trying to age shame. Like everyone should be able to have fun at any age they want.
But this is in the middle of the week.
This is a Thursday.
What about what's going to happen to the beer cheese company?
Right. And it's
like, you're going to have to get up earlier to start selling that beer cheese.
Exactly. And this isn't, I don't know. They just need to be going to bed at an earlier time. I would just feel more comfortable with that. So then back in Solving, the girls are going to another winery. And I wrote in my notes, how are they alive?
I don't know how they were alive.
How are they alive? Although Lala was fresh as a daisy. And she wasn't drinking because it was this is confusing to me. The whole Lala drinking, not drinking. She said she wasn't having a drink because of Randall. So it wasn't her choice. Because I had been under the impression that it was like her choice to stop drinking.
I thought it was, I kind of assumed it was Randall. And she kind of mentioned that and breezed by it. But then I was like, that's really, at first I was like, wow, that's got to be some deep relationship thing that they both agreed to not drink. At least it's both of them. Right. And then like realizing, which we'll get more into later in the episode about things going on with her dad. Like I remembered that in this moment and I was like, oh, she's been going through a lot. And she did not seem like normal Lala.
Right.
Like no, I was missing drunk Lala at this point in the episode.
Me too. You know, I feel like Lala's been off this whole season, but understandably because she had a huge loss. So yes. I totally get it. But yeah, it's not the same Lala this season. And I mean, hopefully, you know, it's a grieving process. So hopefully
yes. And so that's when I was watching being like, okay, you know what? Maybe this is about something bigger than just like a boyfriend telling his girlfriend like, hey, you got a little messy. Maybe we shouldn't drink for a while.
You know, what do you make of this season? Are you enjoying this season or do you feel like, where do you feel like it stacks up compared to other seasons?
I mean, I don't think you can ever top like the shocking reveal of Kristen and Jax.
Right. I mean, I know. Because I've been a little bit let down by this season. I still love it and still the best show on TV. But
yes,
there's been something that's been off and, you know, Lala's been a little off. I feel like a lot of them have been a little off their game and maybe they're just maturing. But
well, and everyone's got crazy family stuff going on.
I do love that. I kind of like the crazy family stuff.
I mean, I know it's just like everyone's got it. Everyone's got it going on. And then like there's a lot of tragedy.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, this feels like kind of a growth year for everybody,
right,
which isn't as scandalous, but it's.
Right. You know, when I interviewed Stassi, I was shocked to hear her say that her and her mom aren't talking.
That's so sad.
I know. Made me sad.
I couldn't imagine having that like visually just on the television.
Right. It would be so tough to watch your mom act like that and
yes.
say some of the things she said. Let's talk about Brittany for a second. Now, Brittany said that she isn't drinking this day because she got sick throwing up.
Yes. Now, from tequila.
But I didn't notice Brittany that drunk. Was I just not paying attention to her?
No, I think everybody was drunk. I think Kristen was so drunk, it was hard to pay attention to anyone else's drinking. But I also, the only one that was like, well, usually if you drink too much tequila, you do throw up. Like, that's not, it's not like no one's ever, like, that's like the number one thing right. that people throw up from.
I know, Brittany's just like, well, I couldn't do it. Something's wrong with my stomach.
And also, Dr. Sheena, I just want to say, I Googled agave allergies, and that's not real. Like, it is real. Actually, people are allergic to agave, but you get hives, and you get, like, red, itchy, your throat swells. You don't just start throwing up.
Right.
So, don't worry, Brittany. I don't think you have an agave allergy.
Right.
And I love that she said, y'all, what if I can't drink anymore?
What if I can't drink anymore? I am on the brim. What if I can't do it? Brittany was making me laugh so hard because it reminded me of my brother, Brian. I have two brothers. And when my oldest was getting married, we had like a bachelor party in Vegas. My brother, Brian, was like taking shots like crazy. Like he just kept taking shots. And then he got really sick. And then like the next day, and to this day, he'll tell the story and I'll say, oh yeah, I think somebody roofied me that night. Like, Brian, you did not. You just drank too much. Like, we all watched you like taking these just straight shots constantly. It was like that. I think they even flash back to that scene of Jax
like, taking seven shots. Like the seven shots. Right. I counted them out too. Seven shots.
What if I can't drink anymore?
I really wanted to take a moment to talk about these wine tasting outfits.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Yes. Because I just was looking at my notes and I have them written down too.
I couldn't get over them. First of all, Ariana, I love. I think between her and Stassi, like they're my favorites. And I just love that her outfit, she's wearing this like button down, like long shirt with shorts underneath, but it kind of looks like a shirt dress, like Tom Cruise coming out in the socks. Mm-hmm. Like that could be her shirt dress. And then the thigh high Stuart Weitzman's boots.
Right. Yeah, it was a good look.
It was a great, and like just rocking it for wine tasting.
You know, I feel like Ariana, just you can tell that she's over, like she's not interested in anything that's going on a lot of the times. Like I just will watch her and it's like other people be fighting or talking about drama and Ariana's just like not even giving a shit.
No, she's like, let's go play cornhole.
Right. And I feel like she's like, she knows that she's on the show. Like she's with Tom, she's on the show. She's like, I don't give a fuck. Like you guys do what you want to do. Like, I'll be off in the corner playing cornhole, not caring, drinking my wine. Oh, what about the other shirts? I felt like they were all wearing James May because a lot of the shirts had...
Yes, Sheena was wearing James May, I think.
Always Choose Dare. That was Sheena's shirt.
But also, did you notice Sheena's shoes? She's still rocking the sneaker wedges.
Is she really?
Rocking the sneaker wedges.
I didn't clock that. I was like busy trying to type down their shirt saying.
Kristen with the lime bra.
I believe in stardust.
I believe in stardust with her lime green bra.
Do you remember when James May, like the first iteration of James May, where like there was just poor grammar on the shirts and none of the sayings made sense? It's like, I is home. It's like, what? You're like, what the fuck did you say, Kristen? They're crazy. But now they seem to have worked them out. And so now they have inspirational things like, I believe in stardust or always choose dare.
Yes. Or yeah. The one Kristen was originally wearing at the top of the episode, which was, I need to talk to you for a sec. Which was so appropriate because she really needed to talk to everyone for a sec.
I need to talk to you for a sec. Yeah. I just can't wait till they start using, I want James May to just like fully embrace all the quotes on this show. So I want to just see, like, you know, maybe I have an agave allergy on a shirt, you know, just whatever it is.
I would love that shirt.
I know. We should make that.
Let's just do it.
I know we should. So then we see Kristen and Stassi talking, and Stassi tells Kristen like what she said on camera, because last week she revealed that big thing and Kristen took it good. I thought I would have expected Kristen to blow up at Stassi, but she didn't.
I felt like they had the conversation before they had it on film.
You're right,
Candace. Like they had to have had a conversation where she was like, look, I said it last night and I'm sorry. And Kristen was obviously upset, but Kristen can't come back at her with anything because look at how she acted the night before.
Right. She was a hot mess.
And luckily, like in, I don't want to call it in the, like the sober day, because they're still drinking wine. Like Kristen's back on that rosé.
She's black. She doesn't even know where she is.
Porn glasses. But this was such a sweet moment between like, I like this kind of female friendship representation because it shows that like everyone can be mad at each other and be at, like, the worst version of themselves. But at the core of it, like, Stassi's there to really talk Kristen up. She's right. Like, you deserve better than this.
Right.
And whatever spiral you're spinning down, like, you have to get yourself out of it, and we're going to be here to cheer you on. And right. I found it to be so tender.
You know what? I'm feeling it to be tender now as we're talking about it. You know, I think everyone hates Kristen except for me. I feel like I'm the only one who's, like, team Kristen in the world, like, that watches. Do you like Kristen?
On the show, I don't, but following and stalking Instagrams, I do, because everyone's like, she will be there. Like, I do think that Kristen is a ride or die friend.
That's exactly what I was going to say. They all love her. So I believe that the whole cast, even the ones that she's betrayed, they genuinely seem to love her. Like, they seem to support her and they seem to embrace that she has this crazy side of her, but they do all seem to really like her. Even Sheena, like, who seems to have it on the outs with the rest of the cast, like, they all seem to love Kristen. So I think deep down, Kristen is a good person. I believe that. I know people will DM me and say, I hate Kristen.
I think she has a role that she fills within the show. And I'm sure that there's a lot more to her outside of it. But I'm loving the role that she fills. Like,
me too.
Like, jumping over that fence this season, like, crazy. But if you needed a friend to jump over a fence for you, she will be first in line.
Right.
That speaks volumes.
You know, people were telling me that Jax was interviewed on a show called The Bitch Bible with Jackie Schimmel, and she's great. But apparently, I didn't listen to the interview, but he said that there's things that James has done off camera that, like, aren't allowed to get out or something like that.
Ooh.
Forgive me, I didn't listen. But everyone should go listen, and I'm going to after this. But yeah, apparently there's, like, Jax had said, which I don't know if I believe Jax, because Jax has lied about everything. But just throwing that out there. Let's cut to Tom Tom. So Tom Tom meet with LVP, and there's this whole thing about this mixologist. And I think this whole thing is shady. This is shady, although it had a good resolution at the end, this whole Tom Tom mixology thing. It's shady to me, though.
So I looked up Sly, the mixologist.
I love you.
Just to read up.
I love you.
Just to kind of check the facts.
Sure.
And she is. She's been in the business for 12 years, and that is her job. She comes into a new workspace and makes sure that their beverage system is going to be easily trained. And also that it's going to come in on budget. That is her job. It's beyond just like who makes the cooler cocktails.
Right.
She comes in with the business sense so that the restaurant can do well and that the bar can do well.
It does make sense because you can make the best drinks in the world, but they can't be cost profitable.
Yes. Like they showed like a clip later in the episode of like foam and these diamond ice cubes. Like I have those big square ice cube things and I don't even make those. You know why? Because it takes too long.
I know, I have those too. Like, have and those, then who, the whiskey ice yes, cubes or something.
Or the spheres. Like,
they were on an Oprah list, I think, at one point, and so I bought 10.
Oh, they were on my wedding registry. Like, why did I registered for those. I was like, no, we're going to make these giant fucking ice cubes.
I get it. I can be easily sold on anything. You could see I have Space Jam merch here, so I I will order literally anything. Especially if Oprah tells me. I have these socks that I was like really ill. I was really ill this past week. And I tried to put on these Oprah socks that I had bought like 2 years ago. They were like slippers from her favorite things list. The hottest fucking socks I've ever worn in my life. Like literally, like no one, I don't care. I know I'm in LA, but you could be in an igloo and they would be too hot on your feet. Like, I don't know.
Do they warm up or are they just like wool?
They're just like, they're wool, but they're like layered. It's literally like 4 inches thick. Like you put them on your feet and it's like, you could be in Antarctica and. I didn't say that right. But.
It's the steroids.
Yeah, it's the prednisone.
Yeah.
But it's like so fucking thick. I'm like, who would wear these? I put them on for 2 seconds and I was like, get these off. And then I started crying because of the prednisone.
No.
It was a mess.
I also want to give a shout out to whoever chose this song going into the Tom Tom Sly mixologist meeting, because I did write down these lyrics.
Oh my God, please.
And they
share.
Were, oh, oh, oh. Anything is possible.
Inspirational.
Yes.
I love these songs now. Like I've never, it's like a whole new world has opened up to me with these transitional songs. They're just amazing.
So yes, I know. So we were at Tom Tom Sly. Everyone's nervous that none of the cocktails are going to make it onto the menu. Lisa's coming in hot.
Yeah. Lisa's been coming in hot a lot with these guys.
Yes. Yeah. But I was so excited by the next scene.
Wait, are you talking about that when we cut to the Solvang horse riding?
Yes.
The horse riding.
I'm like, did they know they were going to go horseback riding in these outfits? And it's coming back to these outfits.
Right, the outfits. And also, I love, like, because two of them were horseback. Was it Ariana and...
Sheena.
And Sheena were the ones... Or, yeah, was oh. it?
Those no, Lala. Two?
Lala.
No, it was Lala and Ariana.
Ariana and Lala. Yeah. Yes. So they were, but what I loved was like the rest of the girls, they didn't know what to do. And I feel like we've all been in that position where it's like you're in a group thing and it's like only a couple of them are doing like the group event. And so the rest are like, well, should I take pictures of this? So like Katie was like sort of videoing Ariana, but you could tell she was just doing it because she felt like she needed something to do. So it was like, she's never going to look at that video of Ariana horseback riding. Like it's like, she's never going to do anything with it. It's just taking up space on her phone. Like she's just going to have all this video of Ariana horseback riding. It was like, she probably filmed her for 10 minutes because she's like, well, I don't know what to do now.
Katie, can you please post the video of Ariana horseback riding and then we'll find something to do with it.
Know, we
we'll
should.
Set some right. music, maybe like Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper, Shallow, like yes. playing in the background.
Yes, I would love that. I mean, because they were all taking video. Kristen was like kind of like looking around. She's like, what do I do? And then she just took out her phone. I feel like I do that at concerts a lot. Like when other people are taking video, you're like, well, I guess I should too.
And you're never going to watch it again.
No, you'll never
but
see
I love
it again.
That their options were, do we take pictures and video or do we try to find out if this horse has a penis or not? Like those were the two, like
the two
other options. And also usually when you have a big group, if only two people want to do something,
do so, like split off.
Yeah.
Why aren't they splitting off? And also was there nothing else to do there? Like there had to have been something else, like play cards. I don't know. Solitaire.
But why would you wear those outfits to go horseback riding?
Right. I mean, well, they needed to get that James May promo in. So they just threw anything together. I wish Katie was still wearing that sur dress.
Oh my gosh. That would have been great.
Yeah. That would have been good.
This is the first time in the episode where I really took notice that Lala was just off her game. Like Lala right. was not the Lala we've known because she went horseback riding and kept referring to like this idea of having this animal, like big breathing animal between her legs right. and then never made a sex joke.
She never did. You're right.
She never made a sex joke.
She missed it. Missed her mark.
Yeah. And that's all she know. That's like her thing.
That's her bread and butter. And yes. I'm upset about it now. You know, she had that very talk with that intense talk with Stassi. And I did feel I felt really bad for Lala. She seems so upset. She really does.
I was crying.
Yeah.
I was crying when her and Stassi were talking about her dad.
Yeah.
It was so sad. And
it was very sad.
Well, and then this is the most tender moment of Lala saying like that she found out that Randall called her dad to ask her for her
I
hand.
Know. Now, what do you make of Randall? I don't know if I like him though, because some of the other things she was saying about Randall later were troubling.
This episode is not a good look.
No.
But also like...
They made him sympathetic right here with that horseback riding scene. And then later on, it was like they dropped the bombshell.
Well, she didn't know then.
I know.
She didn't know then. I really don't think she did. Because also, by the way, she's wearing her Gucci slides.
Right, those Gucci slides that he threw in her face.
Yes, she's wearing them horseback riding.
I didn't even notice that.
Oh, yeah. I wrote it down on page two.
You should just take over.
Lala was wearing the Gucci slides for wine tasting, and then she wore them horseback riding.
Wow. Wow, Bethany. Wow. I missed that. I missed that. Okay. So then, yeah, that was a sad, sweet scene between them. Then we cut back to Tom Tom and, not Tom Tom. We cut back to Tom and Tom. They go to a bar with Jax, and Jax says he can't drink, but then he ultimately drinks. And look, they need to stop.
I was exhausted by that point of the, I was like, I get right. If Jax is saying I can't drink anymore,
it's too much.
Whoa. And also
it's too much,
but he came in hot trying to stir the pot. I did not appreciate this. Like, oh, what? So,
oh, see, I like that.
Him talking to Tom and Tom about like their drink menu.
Right.
I'm like, you're just trying to stir the pot and get them all like pissy with Lisa.
Uh-huh. See, I like that because I thought, oh, Jax is trying to make a good show here. It's like Jax is trying to make a good show. But also, I think on some level, I also think Jax might be a little bit jealous that Tom and Tom have this great bar. And so I almost think a lot of it was like him ribbing them was like him being a little bit jealous about this whole thing.
I know. I think so, too.
Yeah.
And do you really think that Sandoval would try to back out of the deal, or do you think he just knew he was on TV and he's gonna say this?
You know, I don't know. I'm like, I have so many questions about this whole deal. Like, I've been talking about the term sheet. Like, I'm confused about what it entails. I wouldn't be surprised if there still is no contract in place. Like, I don't think we've seen like a exchange of an envelope, but
it's just an empty envelope.
And wasn't at the end of last season, at the reunion, I think it was revealed that they hadn't signed a contract yet, and we haven't seen them sign anything. So I wouldn't be surprised if, like, any of them backed out. Like, if this was all a storyline or something, and then Lisa was like, okay, it's not working out, so we're not going to ultimately follow through with the contract. I don't know.
Well, that's where it's hard, because on one hand, I get it for the sake of the storyline of the show, but then on the other hand, part of me is like, you guys, like, you have to, I'm sure you guys have good business sense. Like,
do you? Are you sure about that?
I don't know, but you know that restaurant's more expensive than $100,000, like, for the startup fee. And there's a lot more money being dumped into it. Yeah. And also, these are people that have run successful restaurants, like, all over the world. Maybe just listen to them a little bit. And if your drink doesn't end up on the menu the first go around, just know maybe within the year.
Maybe later.
Yeah. Like, wouldn't you want to just learn?
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. That's where...
Have you been to Tom Tom?
Not yet.
Oh my God, we should go.
I'm kind of nervous because I feel like, you know, they say don't meet your heroes.
Yeah.
So I'm scared I'm going to like go to Pump or go to Sir or go to Tom Tom and then it'll all be ruined for me. And I don't want to see what's behind the green curtain.
I totally get that. I would also just recommend that I feel like they know how to make sure that curtain's still closed a little bit, you know, when you go there. So it's still thrilling.
Yeah.
Like,
is James still in the closet upstairs sitting on the toilet paper?
Like Quasimodo just sitting up there in the toilet paper in the fan. Like looking at it, wearing those white underwear that we've seen.
So a couple of the quotes that I loved like Tom Schwartz's confessional in this one. And I loved him like really taking in what would happen if like Tom Sandoval wasn't there. Because he said, because without Tom, there's no Tom Tom. And I don't want to go forward with just Tom.
Wow. Shakespeare can never.
I know. And I feel like when he was saying it, he was like thinking as he was saying it, like, this makes sense. And then he stopped afterwards and he's like, yeah, mic drop. Killed it.
That's every confessional with these people. Yeah. I know. These people do give really good confessionals. And I feel like, of course, they've been on TV forever. But if you compare like the Vanderpump Rules confessionals to like Housewives or something, Housewives feel very... you could tell that they have writers mm-hmm. in their confessionals, whereas Vanderpump Rules, a lot of times they'll give a great confessional line that doesn't feel as like written by a writer. You know, like on Beverly Hills Housewives, I know a lot of the housewives have writers that do certain confessional things.
That's so fascinating.
Right. And not all of them, but I feel like on Vanderpump Rules, I don't think any of them have writers. And I feel like a lot of times they're funny.
Yeah. No, they're really funny.
I wonder, though. I'm sure a couple of them might have. Maybe
There's got to be a few, like, exposition,
yeah.
like, one-offs
or
and,
I
like,
wonder how
singers.
Much, like, producers are like, hey, this is a good confessional line or something like that. You know, like they show them a clip and they're like, say this line or
something.
Well, you
gotta ask. You have the end.
I know, I need to ask. It's a question I need to add to my list.
Is it weird?
I just ask him like stupid questions. Like, what's your AIM screen name?
Is it weird though, like hanging out with the cast outside of the, watching the show?
A little bit. I mean, not that I'm hanging out with them much or anything like that, but when I'm interviewing one of them, they're all so super nice though.
Yes.
Like, I feel like I always think they're going to be a monster because, I mean, all of the reality TV people, you see them and a lot of them are monsters on TV. But, you know, Kristen's the one who I've met for like 1 second, but she's the one, like, for me where it's like, I don't even know if I want to pull that curtain back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I just want to keep her from a distance.
And, yep.
Because I love her.
Don't meet your heroes.
Don't meet my heroes. And so yep. She's one. But, okay, so then the girls return on their, what I call the Peter Jennings, their private jet.
Yes.
And they were drinking beers on this private jet. And I thought, how are you doing this? Like,
still going.
Still
back on the
going.
Bottle.
And then I love how they did like a 96 minutes later. And they showed Sheena and Katie working at Sir.
And then it made sense why Katie had the Sir dress.
Right.
That like tied up that Sir dress storyline for me.
Okay, here's a problem I have. I don't know if you saw this past week, but People Magazine did a spread on Vanderpump Rules and they talked about these people working there. And it was revealed that they don't really work there, right? Like Katie doesn't work there. You know, I forget who was interviewed in this piece, but for the most part, they don't really work there because it's not easy to do. So I, which of course I think a lot of us have known for a while,
yeah.
Right? Like we know that they aren't really working there all the time or like a regular schedule there. But I wondered how damaging this, maybe not damaging is the right word, but this People Magazine article, I thought, why did they do this? Like, because then it does pull back that curtain that we talk about. And I thought, was this a good move to make on their part? Because now when we see a scene like Katie and Sheena showing up to Sir 96 minutes later, we know that they're not really working there. This is all for the cameras.
Well, how many are we 7 seasons in now?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I think that eventually they're going to have to transition into their own things. Like, by season 10, if they're still working at Sir, I think that's going to raise more questions.
Right.
So I think they have to start putting that out there. And also, I'm sure people come into town and like flock these restaurants just to see them.
Right.
And if they're like going to be disappointed that they're not there, like at least they're getting the truth now.
Right.
But you know, I think it's time for them to transition. I don't think they have to be working at Sir. Like, I'll still watch it without them working at Sir.
Me too. I would too. Yeah. You know, it's also interesting. They do have to be there but they do go there all the time. So they are usually there, but they're not working. But they don't, I asked Stassi, like, they don't make an appearance fee, which if you're a famous person who goes to a club, like, you make an appearance fee and they're expected to go to these places. And that's shady to me. And,
interesting.
You know, Stassi was saying, like, well, it just sort of gets lost in the shuffle there because it's like, you know, they're expected to go to these places, but then it's like kind of because of Bravo expects it. And then also like the restaurants expect it. And so it's like who pays or whatever. But I find that there's something weird there.
I mean, they got to be getting some free goat cheese balls at this point.
Right.
Like, I mean, if they're not drinking for free and eating for free, like at least bare minimum.
Right.
Bare minimum.
Meanwhile, back at Pump, the Pump restaurant, there's an Equality California event that Billy Lee is hosting and James is DJing. And James asks LVP what he needs to do for his job back. And she says, you might never get your job back. Do you think James should get his job back?
No, I don't think that James should get his job back. And I think that this scene was the perfect example of why. Like, he thinks the way that he's speaking to Lisa Vanderpump is totally appropriate. I don't know if, like, he grew up with her as, like, a family friend, and that's why he thinks this. But regardless, she's his superior. So he needs to show her some respect. He was talking over her. He was yelling at her. And this was in 5 seconds of him asking for his job back.
Right.
Like, it just makes me all very confused. He does not deserve his job back. Absolutely not. Because of beyond of whatever is going on with him and the rest of the cast, that's separate. Like, he can stay on the show. Great TV.
Exactly. Like, well, I don't know why we can't keep him on the show, but like not have him working there. Although, I don't know. I know he brings in people for his night, like his DJ night, but like he can work at another restaurant.
There are a million places for him to DJ that would hire him.
That we can watch on TV. We could watch him working at another restaurant on TV.
Yes. I don't understand why it's particular to this.
Yeah. I don't know. There's some weird stuff going on there, too. And I think there's a behind-the-scenes thing where it's like people want him on the show because he makes good TV. But then, so then there's this weird line of walking of like, well, should we hire him back or should we get rid of him completely? It's like a weird...
Well, and he's crossed the line. It's not like he fell down drinking. Like, he's done... And said some dark too, stuff. Like, Jax too. Jax? You're right. They should both be held accountable. But I did like seeing Billy Lee like shining this episode. Yes.
I know Billy Lee's gotten a terrible edit the whole season. I'm not saying that Billy Lee hasn't done, you know, crazy things, but I feel like Billy Lee's gotten a short end of the stick this season.
Yes, I'm glad that she's kind of getting a chance to kind of like get up like on a new foot and be like, hello, here I am.
Right.
Not yelling at Lala and having Lala yell at her. Like, she's getting to, like, Anyway, I like that we got to see a happy Billy Lee in this episode.
You know who I was also happy to see this episode? Christina Kelly, who I lovingly refer to as Kathy, like, because I couldn't think of her name a few weeks back. But Kathy was in this episode. She had a whole big scene at her house. I was, like, so thrilled for Kathy. I was like, oh, my God, there she is. We haven't seen her in forever.
And beautiful house in Santa Monica.
A cute house. She had, like, a cute short haircut that I really liked.
Like, she looks amazing.
Yeah, she looked like she was living a good life. She had a little barbecue, and I liked it.
But before we get to the barbecue, right, can we talk about...
Bo's a win bonus?
Yes. Yes. And his confessional. Has he been in a confessional yet this season?
He has been. But okay. Yes.
Was the wooden bow tie in that one as well? Was it a wooden bow tie?
The bow tie was.
Okay.
I know. He's cute, right?
Like, he's so cute.
He's very cute. And he's so, like, lovable on the show.
He's got, like, his floral pocket square, a wooden bow tie, and he's in a confessional talking about how he doesn't want to wear pajamas on an airplane because he's scared he's going to get wind boners.
I know.
And I'm confused because I'm like, if you, like, I don't know, like, if you're wearing shorts, do you get a wind boner, or is it only specific to pajamas?
Well, no, I think it could be shorts. It could be, like, any sort of softer fabric, you know what I mean? But, you know, I would say it's less likely if you're wearing, like, a harder fabric, but, yeah, I think it could be shorts, and on a plane, you know, there's bursts of wind all the time, so it's, you know, I get what Bo was saying.
I just never heard of this before.
Yeah, I mean, I'm wondering when they're going to shift on Bo and he's going to get a bad edit, because he's gotten such a good edit. And I'm not saying he's not a good person, but all of these people, like, they get good and bad edits every season, except for Sheena always has a bad edit. But I wonder if, like, next season we're going to see some, like, bad stuff with
Bo. I don't know. I think he's just adorable. And then he comes in on his scooter. What was that cute scooter he rode in on? He rode in on a scooter into their apartment, honking like, hey, honey, I'm home.
I don't know.
You look like a blonde Ray Charles.
He's got to have something, though, right? Like, he's got to have some weird quirk. I mean, he's quirky, but
I don't know. I like him.
Yeah, I do, too. I mean, everything they show of him, I like. But I just imagine I feel like next season, he's going to get there's going to be something that happens where he gets a little bit of a bad edit.
Oh, no. That makes me nervous.
Then we see that, so that Sly is back. We see that meeting with Sly. And... I wrote in my notes that Schwartz is a bit of a pushover and Katie is tough, and that's why they work.
You got to have the yin and the yang.
Yeah. I know that scene. We already talked about that scene, but let's talk about Kathy's house party, barbecue. So Kristen and Carter show up with, like, so much tension. They clearly hate each other, I think, Kristen and Carter.
I mean, they're fighting in the car before they even get out.
I know.
Knowing that they're mic'd up.
They're mic'd up. And it looked like a real fight to me. It didn't look like something like, let's pretend for the cameras or something. It looked like they genuinely hate each other.
But do you think that they had been fighting so much off camera that Kristen was kind of just like, okay, screw it. Like,
yeah,
you want to play this game, I'm going to fight with you on camera.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Do you?
Yes.
Yeah.
She had to be over it because she already knew also that episode was going to have all these talks of them and like,
I know
so
they
lame.
Were, and they were even talking about how they were in therapy and that, I think therapy is fantastic, and I encourage everyone to go in therapy, both separately and in a relationship.
Agreed.
But it does make me, I do have like a little bit of a hesitation when couples get into couples therapy so early in their relationships. And I don't know how long have they been in therapy. I don't know how long have they been together.
That's the one part I didn't figure out.
Yeah, I think, I'm not saying they shouldn't be, I'm not saying couples shouldn't be in therapy early in the relationship. I'm just saying it's maybe cause for a little bit of a red flag.
Well, they're living together. I think they've got to have, they must have been together. Yeah, he's in the front. Like if he's in the, when the still of all of them in the introduction to Vanderpump Rules.
You're right. So they've been together a while.
I'm guessing like 2 years.
So maybe it's, I mean, I'm not trying to, I love therapy.
No, here, I love therapy too. I think couples therapy, separate therapy, we're all about it.
Right.
But what you know to never do when you, once you've been to couples therapy,
oh my God,
is tell your partner that the therapist sides obviously with sides with you.
That was so fucked up.
I was like, that,
Candace, how- like that. That made me so mad. Like when he said that, when Carter said the therapist always sides with me, like that's so fucked up.
First of all, it was petty. And second of all, if that's what you really think, Carter, keep that in your inside voice. Like there is no reason to be saying that out loud on camera. And also it's a low blow.
It's such a low blow.
When she's obviously trying to talk to you.
I know. And then he was saying like, Kristen has a lot of bad days and...
But do you, I feel like that is completely part of being in a relationship. Like you come home, if you've had a stressful day, you vent about your day. Like I was team Kristen on this one. Like, I know, I feel like they're editing. I know they're editing this, yeah. But at the same time, like, you know, she's allowed to come home from a bad day.
I know. I felt bad for her. And I just wrote, she needs to dump him. Like the things that he said in this episode were like grounds enough to be like, okay, bye, Carter. And Kristen's not perfect. She's obviously a mess, but.
Well, he's still posting pictures of her as of a week ago.
I know.
And how much he loves her.
Right. And I think that they're together. I think they like are on the, they're on the brim of freaking out. Like I think they're on the brim of breaking up.
But when you watch, I don't know how you, like, this is what's fascinating to me about, reality TV. Actors or but that they like actors but that they're able to be in these relationships and have like some really tough times on screen, not just once, but that they rewatch again.
I know. And then have to like fucking blog about it for bravotv.com.
oh my gosh.
I know.
And sit on a couch together next to each other.
I know. I couldn't do it.
I could never.
Oh, I also want to say, Jax, when he walked into Kathy's house, he said he doesn't like the West Side because he wants to be able to stumble home.
Yeah.
And I thought, you're 40. I think, like, no, I'm not trying to age shame again. I think I've, you know.
But he did a lot of stumbling that week.
I'm just
like,
saying,
we
maybe,
all have weeks like that, but.
Right, but I just think, like, maybe you shouldn't look for a house where you want to stumble home. That's my opinion. also, Ariana showed up at this party in a jean dress and maybe one of Tom's hats. I think like they share hats and I love that.
You're right. I saw that you posted recently that they love their hats on this
right,
show.
They're doing a lot of hat work this season. It's like everyone's got new hats. There's very big brimmed hats everywhere. Every single cast member, ones I wouldn't expect. It's like, I never would have expected James to be wearing hats. James is wearing, interesting hats. Lisa's always worn hats, but Schwartz is wearing hats. Ariana's wearing hats, which I never really expected. I mean, literally the whole crew is wearing hats. So, back at Tom, 10 drinks go through. That's what happened with Sly.
Oh my gosh.
Saw Pandora and her husband, and I hate them.
I love that side note. I also love when Sly was like building up the scene and she just started like trying to like drag like Tom and Tom about their drink ingredients. And she's like, yeah, it doesn't matter if you want to throw like Kermit the Frog's whiskers in or crickets or serrano peppers or salt and pepper or strawberry rhubarb. And just like had like a list of like 20 things and their eyes just like the defeat in their faces.
I wonder how long she went to. I feel like she probably went way longer and she just went for 10 minutes like a Judd Apatow movie. The outtakes. Yes. She just keeps on going and just listing shit. And then they're like, okay, we need to cut this down. Sly's doing too much improv on set.
But then they prevail.
I was just, the whole scene, I wasn't even paying attention because I was just seething at Pandora and her husband. I just do not like them. And I have no reason why. I just do not like them.
I did write down, like, why are they there?
Why are they there? Why are they ever
investors
there?
Are they investors or no?
Well, I mean, it was revealed that Pandora was the one doing the cocktail list a while back. Like, she like, had taken over it or something. I don't know, something about her. I mean, I obviously hate Ken. And I do love Lisa. Like, I don't hate the whole family. Just most of it. I just something about, and I love everyone else on the show. I love all the kids. I love the kids.
The children.
But something about Pandora children. And her husband and Ken just really irks me. And I have no rationale or reason. And I apologize to those that love her. Although I don't think anyone does. Otherwise we'd see
I just
more
wish
of her.
It was explained. I would have liked an explanation because...
I went in. I'm less screen time, the better with her. Like, get her off. I don't want my eyes to have to look at her. Her husband's cute, too, and I don't have any reason not to like him. I just don't, Candace. So then Lala reveals that her and Rand are having trouble. And this was that scene where we learn about Randall and the Gucci slides and that he threw them in her face.
Yeah.
And he said, guess what, honey? There's a lot of Oh, no.
No, no. That would have been hilarious if he said that. No, he said, I want you to remember.
I want you to remember. Like, what a fucking dick. Oh, I got so mad.
Like, this did not look good. And this is, this, yeah, this is what makes me, this is where I get so confused at reality TV sometimes, because I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I don't, there, none of, no one's making any of this up.
No, it's all happening. Sheena Shea style. Also, did you notice Britney's face this whole time? Like, Lala was talking about this, like, Gucci slides and everything, and Britney's just watching. She's like, what's happening? Like, Britney was totally out of her element. She's like, I don't even know the words that are coming out of your mouth. Like, she just looks so, she looks so confused. And she's like, I was not expecting that for sure. When, like, that's what she said. It was like, she, because Lala's just like, Randall threw the Gucci slides in my face and said, like, you know, and then I said, guess what, honey? There's a lot of dick out there for me to suck to get on a PJ. And then Britney said, that wouldn't have been me. She said, that wouldn't have been where my head went first, but at least Lala's optimistic about the future. I love that, Britney.
It was so good. Britney really was great in this episode. From her, like,
she had a star making turn this episode.
She did. She did. And she had a great wine tasting outfit. She had a floral, like, dress ready to walk down the aisle. Like, she looked beautiful.
Big win
she
for
was
Brett.
Supportive throughout this whole episode. What I appreciated about Lala here as well is she said that that she could pay for her rent, because apparently Randall's paying the rent. She could buy a car, because apparently she just drives his cars. But she said that the only real difference in her life would be that she would not be flying around on a private jet to Mykonos.
Yes.
Which got me thinking, like, now that Randall and Lala are back together, can they please take the private jet to Mykonos for Lindsay Lohan Beach Club?
Candace, your mouth to God's ears. Like, your mouth to Dina Lohan's ears. I would love that.
Can we see this crossover?
I know. We need a crossover.
We need it.
We need it. Also, I mean, I want to see them take the Peter Jennings, to another place that's not 20 minutes away. Because that's a second guess in my head, because then it's like, okay, well, anyone could afford a private jet 20 minutes away is not that expensive. But a private jet to Mykonos is very expensive. So, like, that would be more impressive to me on screen. And also, it'd be less... Would it be worse for the environment or better for the environment?
Probably worse, but, like...
That's neither here nor there. The point is, I want them to take the Peter Jennings to Mykonos.
Well, we obviously know that Randall and Lala are back together. Mm-hmm. And so this must have been a really interesting episode, that because she never talks bad about Randall.
Right.
This is what was interesting to me. And, like, I don't know, there's, like, kids involved. Like, this was, like, a... This stopped me in my tracks. The fact that she was being as open
and on screen. I do like how open she is when she, the way she talks is very, it's very open when she says, like, I'll just suck another dick for a Peter Jennings. You know what I mean? And I appreciate the openness of it, but the message isn't so great.
Well, especially this is also when she first came on to the show, this was a lot of people had issues with this. And she was like, no, I'm in love. This was never just like a, like, sugar daddy situation.
Like, if Randall's obviously a monster, but if I was Randall watching that, I'd be upset that she would say something like that.
They had to have talked about it before it aired.
Yeah.
They must have. And by the way, Lala, I am loving you this season.
I cried in the middle of the episode.
Like, I'm right there with you. I appreciated your Gucci slides.
Yeah.
Like, I noticed those.
And she's going through a lot.
I
know. But I just thought the message, and I know it's not like the youth are, I don't know how young people are watching, how young of people are watching Vanderpump Rules, but I thought the message isn't so great here.
It was a rough one, but I do like that she wore the hoops. She, like, came in ready to drink wine, dish on what was going on, get real with her girlfriends, and she brought her big hoops back.
You know what? We end the episode, I feel the same way as Britney. I feel that wouldn't have been where my head went first, but at least Lala is optimistic about the future. So that's the end of the episode. And then we got that mid-season trailer, which showed us Lala versus James, Katie versus Tom, Kristen versus Carter, James versus Schwartz, a Mexico trip, Ariana and Stassi make out.
So much making out.
And Britney tries on her wedding dress, or a wedding dress, and she said, my body looks awesome in this. I love that. My body looks awesome in this. What a great. I, like, pause that and watch it over. And then Stassi versus Bo. We get Adam and Sheena have a weird moment. Sheena slept with someone else.
And said, but I thought about you the whole time. I have to know everything.
I thought about you. And he's like, okay. Like, and he showed the most emotion I've ever seen out of him. Like, we haven't seen any emotion until that point.
I know.
Very excited about that. And then Lala versus Billie Lee. And then it ends with Katie versus Sandoval, which is very exciting to me because I feel like we haven't seen that dynamic play out ever.
ever.
And though we know that Tom and Tom are close, so it's like, that's an interesting relationship there.
And it seems like it's all about James still.
I know. I know. I'm excited about that. It looked thrilling. I thought it did. Yeah.
It did.
My body looks great in this dress. Sorry. So it was thrilling, Candace. What an episode. Do you have any other thoughts about the episode?
No, just that I'm excited for what's to come. I'm nervous about the fighting because I was really happy that, like, everybody was getting along, and especially all the couples were getting along.
Yeah, not for long.
But not for long.
Not for long.
This episode of Everything Iconic is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. Now, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but it's definitely allergy season. You all know I've been struggling a little bit. I usually love the springtime, but I struggle with my allergies, which are just not the most fun. But luckily with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, the only tissues I like to use, I can say, bring on the blooms, and I can face those allergies head on. Now, Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. That's why I love these, because they're so incredibly soft, and I don't want to touch my nose with something that's not. Now, I am obsessed with Kleenex. I think they are so really just the best to do it. So for this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Again, this allergy season, do not pick up something else. Grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Now, Candace, most people know you from the Vampire Diaries, right?
Yes. That's my 8 seasons of Vampire Diaries.
And also, you have a podcast now called Directionally Challenged. How did that come about?
Kayla Yule and I have a podcast called Directionally Challenged. Kayla worked on the Vampire Diaries as well. We've been best friends for over a decade. And so about a year ago, we, of course, just on a random day, we're drinking wine and ended up on my bathroom floor talking about life.
Been there.
Been there, done that. And we both have been listening to so many podcasts, and we were those people saying, like, oh my gosh, but did you listen to this episode? And we were talking about life, and I was like, why don't we start a podcast? And she was like, yes, I think other people want to hear what we have to say, and they're probably all stressing about the same things we're stressing about in life. And so that's kind of where it started, on my bathroom floor.
We're all stressing on the bathroom floor. I truly believe that. And speaking of the bathroom floor, I'm just getting a flashback. So we talked about this a little bit before we started recording, but you're married to the lead singer of The Fray.
Well, he's not the lead singer, but sorry. Him and Joe King, my husband, shout out to Hubs. Isaac is the lead singer, yes. Right. But Joe is, and Isaac and Ben and Dave, all those amazing boys.
Well, because when you say bathroom floor, I think of Grey's Anatomy. And when I think of Grey's Anatomy, I think of The Fray. So that's the connection
I
made.
Yes, and
there.
Crying, and then the whole, yes. Right.
Were you a Grey's fan? I'm still a Grey's fan. Like, I'm still.
I stopped after the igloo thing hit Christina in the chest, like broke off. And that's when I had to say goodbye to Grey's. But I wish I would have stuck with it, because now it's it's so good again.
Yeah, it's good again. And I will go down with that ship. It's like 15 seasons. And they just were showing a commercial during the Oscars that was like the longest running medical drama. And I'm like, I'm still on board and I love it.
Yes. No, yeah. I wish I would have committed, but I gave up too soon.
I know, you could hop back in. It's on Netflix. Now, Candace, I have a few remaining questions for you that I ask my guests.
Okay.
The first is, what's your favorite Mariah Carey song?
Oh, favorite Mariah Carey song, Heartbreaker.
Good one. Who would you choose for sexiest man alive? You can't choose your husband.
Oh, sexiest man alive. All my friends and I were crushing on Shawn Mendes this weekend.
But
I feel like a cougar saying that. Do I sound creepy?
No, we all sound creepy.
We were just saying how cute he was this weekend.
He's adorable.
I can't pick my husband.
When his performance with Miley at the Grammys, I was like, I love him.
Yeah.
I love Miley too. This is my new favorite question, which I'm like going to be asking everyone. What was your AIM, AOL Instant Messenger screen name? Did you have one?
Yes, it was Frat Cat.
Frat Cat. What? Why?
So my mom had a summit, which sounds terrible. And it was Even like when I booked Vampire Diaries for like a whole season until someone was like, you have to change that name. It sounds so inappropriate. My mom had a summer camp for underprivileged kids called Frat, Friends Recreating All Together. Oh. And the little logo was a like a cartoon cat. And so when AOL was born, she had gotten 6 screen names and I got to choose from those. So it was either Frat Cat or Frat Pack or Frat Friends.
Oh my God.
So I did Frat that. Cat.
And you know, some like guys in college were like, ah, I can't get Frat Cat now because it's taken. okay, so what's your favorite Frey song?
Ooh, favorite Frey song is, I should, Don't Let Me Go. It's the one, what's really, I know, I should know the name of it. This is really embarrassing.
This is embarrassing,
Candace. Don't Judge Me, Hubs. Because it played with Vampire Diaries. It was like our closing out song on season one. And, or on the pilot episode. So it was really funny. That was actually kind of our theme song as a group of friends. Anytime it'd come on, we'd all be like, oh my gosh, guys, this is a good sign. The show's going to get picked up.
Yes.
And then lo and behold, it's like he was right there.
And you know, that's the Frey music has been showing up on every show. I feel like around that time, they were on every show. It was like every wonderful dramatic show would play a Frey song. And yeah. I loved every single one. You know, during my sickness, I've been watching Gossip Girl. Did you ever watch that?
No, I never watched it.
I am hooked. I'm on the first season and I just randomly put it on because it was on Netflix and I was bedridden. And I had already watched the 2 live-action Flintstone movies.
Naturally.
I watched them in a prednisone haze. And then I put on Gossip Girl, and I'm loving it. But the music is so, it like takes me back. And I feel like we're almost missing that. Grey's Anatomy still does it, like the, you know, the big dramatic music montages yeah. and stuff. But I love that. And
yeah, we had some good, we had Chris Moliere did all of our music. And he did the music for like Pretty Little Liars. And he's the best at like really big musical moments and shows, I think. The song is called Never Say Never.
Never Say Never. Yes. Wasn't that the name of their album too?
Or
am I
no.
making that up? I loved All at Once. I was just listening to them today because I was like, oh, Candace.
Yay.
Yeah. And How to Save Life is just so dramatic and beautiful. And I was like, when I want to have a moment, I'll watch YouTube clips of Grey's Anatomy online.
I love it.
Just when Izzy cut the LVAT wire, I'm just watching and crying.
They have another song called Happiness that I always love live too.
Okay, that's so tell good. Me about your podcast again. Where can people find it?
You
What's
guys,
it called?
It's called Directionally Challenged. It's on all wherever you listen to your podcast. You can go to Spotify or Apple Podcast and subscribe. Just look up Directionally Challenged with Candace King and Kayla Yule. If you want to find us on Instagram, it's @CandaceKayla. And we will keep you updated. This week, we have a really fun Q&A episode that's out for all of our listeners. Next week, I think we have Michael Vlamis coming on. He's on the new season of Roswell and Roswell, New Mexico.
They're back now. Roswell's back now.
Yeah.
Would Vampire Diaries ever come back?
No, well, they're still going.
They're still going.
Yeah.
Oh,
so right now is they have Legacies is the kind of
okay.
So
okay.
It was Vampire Diaries.
Have you been on?
I haven't. No.
Will you do it?
I never say never.
Callback.
I know, a little throwback. but
I need to watch the Vampire Diaries. Sure. You know, my boyfriend was a huge fan of it. So when we were talking online, my boyfriend was like so excited, and I was like, I need to watch it. But here I am watching Gossip Girl and Viva Rock Vegas.
Stop. I really love it. I
watched the first Flintstone movie. I was like, I gotta complete the trilogy. Okay, and what's your social media handle?
My social media handle is @CandaceKing.
Candace, thank you so much. This was such a thrill and a delight for me. You are wonderful, and I love you, and thank you for doing this.
Thank you for having me. This was so fun.
Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.